real bad out here.
Since I've been up there, it's been bad. Cussing and saying everything and running over with everything else, and if you coming home, you ain't even got nothing. Then you want me to have to give him some money. I said, no, I don't even know what have. But all I ain't got, I ain't packing nothing. About one bag, but I can pack that, you see.
Mm-hmm.
So I tell all of them, I don't care how bad they are. I love them. There's nobody in the world I hate. I'm about something I don't like their ways, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But if you get to cussing and saying all kinds of dirty words, I don't care where I'm gone. I can't stand nothing like that. Gambling, going, I don't like no gambling. I play any kind of game just for the sports, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Because my daughter, we play things for sports and drink Cokes and stuff like that, you know. Because
mm-hmm.
I ain't going to drink no kind of strong drink. I can't stand that stuff. Some people like that. If they like that, they didn't. I don't like it.
Did you ever used to drink?
Beer? I used to drink that beer like I drank these Cokes. I drank 30 and 40 Cokes. And I drank that beer. I went to the cabin. I told the man, I said, bring me a two tall boy. He said, we ain't got no tall boys. I said, bring me six small boys. He brought me six and I drank them so quick. He passed by. I said, I told you to bring me six cans of beer. And then 2 minutes of news, you shouldn't drink a bit of beer. So I'm getting out of here and then they're through. My brother, they thought my ass asking for to buy me a beer. I said, I don't ask nobody to buy me nothing. Nobody. No, it's the only thing I want. I got to go to God for it. And I'm going to get it. Because God is a good God. He loves everybody. And you get everything you do, as long as you don't care. So some folks can't go, they blow the chicken, can't upset up, say, you can do anything you want. You can drink, you can gamble, you can steal, you can kill. You forgive, but the kid says you ain't gonna forgive. But I don't want to do no other thing like that. I ain't doing nothing.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't gonna try to hurt nobody. Just like they try to hurt me, if I could get away from them, I said, well, then can't nobody hurt me, because I know the Lord God stops everything.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir, and I'll go to Him for everything.
Tell me about the house that you lived in just before you moved out to here.
Well, I moved out here.
Uh-huh.
I lived with my daughter when I moved out. No, I was living on Crane Street.
What did the house on Crane Street look like?
Well, it was a nice house.
It was a duplex.
Yeah, it was really nice. It was a nice house on Crane.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. I liked it there too. If you got to cutting up, I'll call my children and they come on out there. Brought the truck and moved my things to their house. Because if he was coming, he couldn't do it because all of them was there. And then all them children, they crazy about mama. But mama, they tied us up in this world.
How many children do you have?
Oh, I have 8 dead and 8 living. I was a mother of 16 children.
Gosh.
I had 8 boys and 8 girls.
I got
4 boys living and 4 girls living.
Who was the toughest boy?
Well, he was the worst shepherd in the world.
You know, on some houses, when you walk out, like probably the house that you grew up in, when you walk out of the living room,
mm-hmm.
you're not out in the yard.
Uh-huh.
You're standing on the, what do they have across the front of some houses where you can sit on and?
Banisters.
Oh, banisters.
Uh-huh. What else?
That's all I know.
What did the house you lived in, with your daughter, what did her house look like?
Oh, house was a real nice house. We still out there on the Sunnyside. Hey, little houses. Boy, our houses are nice. They didn't bought their home.
That's
a
brick veneer.
Uh-huh.
My sister's house.
Brick houses. They're really nice. All of them got, let me see. 1, 2, 3. All of them got 3 bedrooms. 3 bedrooms, living room, kitchen, and den, and dining room.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, everything looks nice out there.
Where do you enter the house? Where's the?
You come into it on Sunbeam.
Uh-huh.
Sunbeam. See, Sunbeam is running right in front of it.
Uh-huh. Is that a housing project too?
No, that's everybody that's buying their homes right there on Sunbeam.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, no projects out there. It is further over, I think. Somewhere out there, I think it is.
You know, on some of these old houses that you see, there'd be something out on the front of the house.
Uh-huh.
Because it wouldn't be a room exactly. They'd have rocking chairs out there and people would sit out there and just, you know, sit and talk.
Uh-huh.
What do you call